This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, from thundersticks to the Tour de France, the year in sports with Ron Rappaport. But first, scientists are still reeling from a group's claim that they have cloned a human being. The announcement came from a company called Clonaid, which was founded by the Raelians, a group that believes, among other things, that mankind is descended from space travelers. NPR's Joe Palca joins us now from the studios of WLRN in Miami, Florida. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
And specifically, what has this group claimed to have accomplished?
Well, they held a press conference actually just north of Miami in Hollywood, Florida, where they said that they had helped a woman give birth to a clone of herself. Her own skin cells were used to put into an egg, her own egg, and then that resulting embryo was put into her and taken to term like a normal pregnancy would, and the baby was born on Thursday, the day after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And they say there are several more births imminent, don't they?
That's right. They say that they were able to do this technique 10 times and successfully generate embryos, and 10 women were implanted with these embryos, and of the 10, 5 spontaneously aborted in the first 3 weeks, but there were 5 successful pregnancies, and there is now one birth.
Any proof of their claims?
Well, at the moment, no. The head of Clonaid, Brigitte Boiselier, came to this news conference and said, look, I know none of you is going to believe my claims because, you've been very skeptical of what we've been saying. So we're going to let this independent journalist assemble some scientists to vet the claims, and that's going to take about a week, and we'll let you know. We'll show you our proof in about a week's time, and then you'll see that we're telling the truth.
Now, this is not an announcement that's coming from Johns Hopkins or any worldwide esteemed medical group. How seriously is it being taken by scientists?
Well, I'd say by scientists, not terribly seriously, because, as you say, no reputable scientific organization, no scientists who publishes in major journals, virtually nobody in the scientific community has any knowledge of what these people are doing, at least in the mainstream scientific community.
A number of people, for a number of different reasons, a great many people, get upset about the prospect of cloning human beings at all. There are obviously some moral reservations and even some scientific reservations, aren't there?
Well, yes. There's the obvious issue that other clone species, the offspring, have had health problems. And so you begin to wonder why you would subject someone to a possibly dangerous technique if their life wasn't at risk. So once you take that out of the equation, let's say it was perfectly safe and it was perfectly an acceptable procedure. Some people are still opposed to it, A, because it just seems – I mean, some people have called this the yuck factor. It's asexual reproduction. It's something that the human species has proceeded beyond. So that's one sense of it. But there's another sense that says, you know, we are unique because of our unique genetic identities. And to suggest that we could be genetic copies somehow takes away from our humanity. Now, there are others who say, well, that's not really correct, because even if this baby that the Clonaid claims is born is a genetic copy, it's 31 years younger than the copy, right?
Yeah.
So they're not the same.
Statement came out of the White House on Friday saying that this underscored the need for there to be legislation addressing cloning and perhaps prohibiting cloning. Why has not the cloning of human beings been outlawed?
It's gotten into a political fight. Most people in Congress will tell you that they are opposed to reproductive cloning, that babies should not be created using the cloning process. And if there were legislation to ban that, it would have virtually unanimous support. The concern has come that some people have said, well, yes, but we don't think it's such a bad thing if we make an embryo, which is only 10 or 12 or even 100 cells, and then use that embryo to create stem cells, which we could then use in therapies. And it's been the fight over that.
You can find out more about cloning on our website at npr.org. NPR's Joe Palca, thanks very much.
You're most welcome.